From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. Missouri agrochemical giant Monsanto is one step closer to a merger after shareholders approved a deal yesterday. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
German drug and chemical maker Bayer wants to pay $66 billion for Monsanto. Company shareholders voted to approve the merger at $128 a share. Monsanto CEO Hugh Grant said in a statement that the merger would allow the companies to do more to help farmers deal with climate change and food security. But the deal still must get the all-clear from antitrust officials all over the world, including here in the U.S. If it's approved, it would further squeeze an industry already in consolidation mode. Including Monsanto and Bayer, five of the largest six agrochemical companies have plans to combine, which would leave farmers with fewer choices. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Jobs are on the rise while unemployment rates continue to decline in Missouri. The State Department of Economic Development announced yesterday that seasonally adjusted non-farm payroll employment grew by 1,900 jobs last month. Jobs again hit a record high with a total of more than 2.8 million in the state. The state gained about 57,000 jobs in the past year, which is a growth of a little more than 2%. The most job growth last month occurred in the accommodation and food services industry. Unemployment also dropped to 4.7% in November. That's down from 5.1% in October. A bill pre-filed in the Missouri Senate would elevate the punishment for official misconduct and aims to strengthen accountability for office holders. KSMU's Scott Harvey reports.
State Auditor Nicole Galloway says her office has uncovered hundreds of thousands of dollars missing or inappropriately spent by public officials. If passed, the legislation would elevate the punishment from a misdemeanor to a Class E felony, which carries a potential sentence of up to 4 years in prison. It would also provide more audit assistance for local agencies.
Senate Bill 176 empowers Missouri prosecutors and law enforcement to request my office to independently audit any local government suspected of fraud, misconduct, or abuse of public dollars.
Galloway adds the bill offers more powers for Missouri courts to recover these dollars for their intended public use. The state auditor worked with the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys and State Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield in crafting the legislation. I'm Scott Harvey.
Boeing Company will move the headquarters for its defense unit from St. Louis to the Washington, D.C. area. The move announced yesterday by Chicago-based Boeing affects about a dozen top executives and some support staff. It will not impact the day-to-day operations for defense workers in St. Louis. A Boeing spokesman told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch the move reflects the company's desire to be closer to those in power in Washington. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.